ABC Radio Australia.
Most of the cases in Fiji are centred around existing clusters, but new cases have also emerged in other parts of the country. The government has rejected calls for a national lockdown and is banking on a mass vaccination campaign to immunise as many people as possible to protect the country from COVID-19. Fijians are being urged to be vigilant and maintain COVID-19 protocols and to download the Contact Tracing Care Fiji app. Dr. Berlin Kavua is the Director of Health at the Pacific Community SPC in Suva, Fiji, and he joins us now. Bulavinaka, Dr. Kafua.
Bulavinaka.
Firstly, thank you so much for joining the program to give us an update of the situation. Fiji has seen a major increase in COVID-19 cases, more than 120 the other day. A lot of people do feel like the COVID-19 outbreak is getting out of control. What's your take on the situation in Fiji?
Yeah. I think we, like most other Pacific Island countries, with the constraints they have, Fiji is doing the best they can with the resources they have. I think our role in the SPC as a technical agency is providing as much support, depending on how the Fiji government needs our help. I think when we see Fiji and the rest of the Pacific Island countries that we serve, we give the technical resources and the support, just like all the other partners, and we've seen a variety of responses to the same outbreak. So I think when we give the information, the country weighs it all out, plus its economic needs, the needs of the children going back to school, all of that in totality before it develops its response to the outbreak.
So in terms of SPC, the organisation that you represent, what exactly are they doing in terms of tangible steps to help Fiji's response to COVID-19?
Yeah, we have a lab. We have different programs. The lab program, definitely we supply equipment to them, cartridges, bio bottles, gene expert machines. Our pathologist is Dr. Eka, who's the senior pathologist for the whole region, and she helps him. In surveillance, we've run the PACnet. Before the pandemic, we were informing the countries of dengue outbreaks, measles outbreaks, etc. We also help them with biomedical equipment and maintenance. So, for example, installation of digital X-rays in Vanuatu or biosafety cabinet repairs in Tuvalu. And we have to remotely, in this time of restriction, remotely assist them or explore the possibility of somebody from experts from Australia and New Zealand to fly in if needed. At the same time, we have to make sure that the normal diseases like the NCD that is hit the Pacific is also supported. So the NCD team is working behind the scenes that the normal support to non-communicable diseases is there. Our IPC infection prevention control person works closely with the government and goes into the hospitals to assist. So I think that's some of the things that we as a technical agency, like depending on the country, need to try and support it.
And in saying that, with COVID-19 being such at the forefront of a lot of minds, you know, do you find that some other issues like NCDs, like, you know, births, other health problems are potentially being left behind as capacity is being stretched to fight COVID-19?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely when countries focus on combating the pandemic throughout the countries, their workforce, their resources are all geared towards that, curbing the pandemic and managing that. And we see that we have to also provide support for the other illnesses that the population is experiencing. So we've seen it, for example, if you have a flight coming in, a lot of the cargo is COVID-focused, but we are encouraging the countries to also order the medications that keep them normal, the disease profile before pandemic supported. So we've had evidence that some, for example, some frontline drugs for cancer or may run short, so they have to go to the second option while they're waiting for the next shipment to come in to the country. So I think the restrictions have forced the countries to really see what they bring into the country and to make sure that they balance between handling the pandemic and making sure the normal continuity of their other services.
Dr. Kavua, there have been questions around COVID-19 recordings and death. We've seen a number of COVID patients in Fiji die, but some of the people that have died, their deaths have not been attributed to COVID-19, and questions have been raised about this on social media. Perhaps you can potentially shed some light on the reasoning behind this practice?
Yes, we together with WHO, have had death certification training very early in the pandemic. And so, for example, if you take a person who come in with a really bad heart failure and died in hospital, but before death had just contracted COVID and therefore became COVID positive, but the primary reason for the death is cardiac failure, then the death certification will record it as cardiac failure as a cause of death, but the person was COVID positive. So I think you have to go case-by-case basis to really differentiate whether it was the COVID or the cardiac failure or the renal failure that really caused the illness. And so it's up to the practitioners to do their due diligence to record it properly.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia, and we're chatting to Dr. Berlin Kafua, who is the Director of Health at the Pacific Community. Dr. Kafua, I understand that you've just gotten your COVID-19 vaccine just yesterday. How is Fiji tracking in terms of the rollout of the vaccine, and will it cover enough people on time?
I think there's a general tide, a change of tide. I sense that people now are realizing that the vaccine is the best answer to get vaccinated. And I think the rollout is really churning up now. And I think the vaccine coming into the country, depending on the batch of vaccines, the government is doing its best to roll it out. So you are rolling out in the community, the health infrastructure, for example, the UN organizations that have combined vaccines. So wherever they can, they are rolling it out everywhere as soon as possible. I guess the limiting factor is just waiting for vaccines to come into the countries at a rate that the country can store it properly and dispatch it properly. So if you pull too many vaccines at one time, it might overwhelm each of the countries, so it's important that you stagger it and then they can store it and vaccinate efficiently.
Now, Dr. Kafua, you've recently just taken on this post of Director of Health at SPC in the middle of a pandemic. You've pretty much hit the ground running. How have you found the transition into the director's seat?
I'm lucky in the sense that I had worked as team leader within the same organization, and I'm also lucky that the previous director is now our deputy director general, so there's a continuity in the work that we do. Yes, the pandemic has challenged all of us, and one of our focus is making sure that we learn quickly and be resilient for the coming year and for future pandemics. I think it's key that we look at keep on empowering people and the countries to take it into their stride to make good decisions about their health. Certainly some of the countries have embraced technology in apps that track people in this COVID pandemic. So it's an example of how we as a division see the impact of technology and how we can work with the countries so that it will be useful to them. I think there's a bit of a mix with the pandemic and then normal sort of non-communicable diseases. We have pandemic as well. And underwriting all this is the threat of climate change to our countries. And therefore, we have to work in a space where we have to be mindful, apart from human health, our environment, our oceans, and take that all into into account while being conscious of people's rights and being socially inclusive as well. So it's an interesting job. The good thing is there are other divisions in the SPC that I can turn to assist with this role, and our people in the country who are held in their health ministries and other ministries to help us.
Well, Dr. Bolinkafwa, thank you so much for joining the program this morning. Wishing you and your team all the best in the weeks and months to come as COVID-19 is trying to be dealt with in Fiji. But I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Vinaka, that was Dr. Bolinkafwa, Director of Health at SPC.